Penguin Audio presents Paddle Your Own Canoe, One Man's Fundamentals for Delicious Living, written and read by me, Nick Offerman. To Megan, my wife, cherry blossom and legal property, who teaches me life every day, and to her mother, Martha, who has taught us both beauty and humor. She also taught Megan class, but got to me too late. A gentleman is someone who can play the accordion, but doesn't. Tom Waits. Foreplay. I am a jackass living in America, and living surprisingly well. Let's make that our jumping-off point. I come by it honest. I am your average meat, potatoes, and corn-fed human male with a propensity for smartassery who has managed to make a rewarding vocation out of essentially making funny faces and falling down. I have also exhibited some tool skills and an inclination for eating delicious meat stuffs, and have then been somehow rewarded quite overhandsomely for these tendencies. I grew up literally in the middle of a cornfield in the village of Minooka, Illinois, where I spent a lot of time learning to use intoxicants, chasing girls, screwing around in the woods, mostly without the girls, and serving under Father Tony, unmolested, at our local Catholic church, St. Mary's. I learned the word nonconformist in fourth grade and immediately announced that I would grow up to become one. I have a hell of a great family in Illinois, and now some more in Oklahoma via my wife, Megan. I have spent the vast majority of my adult life working as an actor and also to a lesser extent as a woodworker. I'm going to run on at some length about the excellent people whom I have called friends and some others whom I have had the privilege of calling teachers, and while those parts are all well and good, there will also be some dirty parts, and I believe cunnilingus gets at least two mentions, favorable. On top of all that, and woven all throughout it, I'll describe my wife, who is just a goddamn blessing to me in a great many ways, enriching my life to such an extent that I can go nowhere anymore without passers-by muttering, "There goes that lucky bastard." I can only make a dimple and solemnly nod in agreement. Each story comes with a delicious fundamental, advice about living life that I hope you'll find useful. Of course, my fundamentals may not work for everyone. A beautiful aspect of the human race is our endless variety. Like maple leaves and snowflakes, there are no two of us alike. Therefore, while my tactics involving the cultivation of lush facial hair and the consumption of pork products as well as those derived from beef may not be exactly the steps of the path you might tread on your own way to delicious living, perhaps my techniques will at least inspire you to forge your own discipline, providing you with the necessary skills to blaze your own trail. Basically, this book boils down to how an average human dipshit like myself, relying solely on warped individuality and a little elbow grease, can actually rise from a simple life of relative poverty to one of prosperity. Measured in American dollars and Italian bandsaws, sure, but more importantly, laughter, wood shavings, and kisses. The key lies in finding the delicious flavorings in one's own life, no matter how fancy your blue jeans may or may not be. The notions herein are meant to inform, inspire, and engender mirth. Enjoy, please, and thank you. Chapter 1. Not So Little House on the Prairie. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Where do I begin chapter one? I suppose we'll do a chronological thing and start you off with some of the early years, a taste of the vintage stuff. I showed up on Earth in the Tri-County area of Illinois, to be more precise, in 1970. This was reportedly the year Tom Waits showed up in L.A. to start pushing his demos around town. I haven't had the chance to ask Tom if he was trying to send me a personal message of serendipity with his beautiful and haunting songs of the day like Grapefruit Moon and Midnight Lullaby, but it seems too crazy on the nose to be just coincidence, right? Somewhere in the Arizona desert, Tom Laughlin was shooting the movie Billy Jack, and warlock-style...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?